Two Plus Two Makes Crazy by Walt Sheldon. The computer could do no wrong. Then it was asked a simple little question by a simple little man. The little man had a head like an old-fashioned light bulb, and a smile that seemed to say he had secrets from the rest of the world. He didn't talk much, just an occasional, oh. Hmm. Ah. Creighton figured he must be all right, though. After all, he'd been sent to Computer City by the information department itself, and his credentials must have been checked in 100 ways and places. Essentially, each computer is the same, said Creighton, but adjusted to translate problems into the special terms of the division it serves. Creighton had a pleasant, well-balanced, impersonal voice. He was in his 30s and mildly handsome. He considered himself a master of the technique of building a career in Computer City. He knew how to stay within the limits of directives and regulations and still make decisions, or rather, to relay computer decisions that kept his responsibility to a minimum. Now Creighton spoke easily and freely to the little man. As public liaison officer, he had explained the computer system hundreds of times. He knew it like a tech manual. But is there any real central control, say, in case of a breakdown or something of that sort? The little man's voice was dry as lava ash, dry as the wastes between and beyond the cities. Tanter was the name he'd given, Mr. Tanter. His contact lenses were so thick they made his eyes seem to bulge grotesquely. He had a faint stoop and wore a black tunic which made his look like one of the reconstructed models of prehistoric birds called crows that Creighton had seen in museums. Of course," said Creighton, answering the question. "It's never necessary to use the all circuit, but we could very easily in case of a great emergency." "The all circuit? What is that?" Mr. Tanter asked. Creighton gestured and led the little man down the long control bank. Their steps made precise clicks on the Leoplast floor. The stainless steel walls threw back tinny echoes. The chromium molding glistened, always pointing the way. The straight and mathematical way. They were in the topmost section of the topmost building of Computer City. The several hundred clean, solid wedding cake structures of the town could be seen from the Polyflex window. The all circuit puts every machine in the city to work on any selection problem that's fed into our master control here. Each machine will give its answer in its own special terms, but actually they will all work on the same problem. To use a grossly simple example, let us say we wish to know the results of 2 and 2. But we wish to know it in terms of total security. That is, we wish to know that 2 plus 2 means twice as many nourishment units for the Department of Foods, twice as many weapons for the Department of War, but is perhaps not necessarily true according to the current situational adjustment in the Department of Public Information. At any rate,